welcome to After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or Pandora, or head on over to the website AmericaOutLoud.com and check out the articles and podcasts. And while you're there, please share those on social media. Thousands of podcasts and articles up at AmericaOutLoud.com from some of the top conservative contributors around the country. So if you have not done so, head on over to AmericaOutLoud.com. Tonight, we've got on special guest, BB Diamond's going to be joining us once again. We're excited to talk to her. And the first thing I want to discuss tonight is the new Supreme Court appointee from Joe Biden, Ketanji Brown Jackson, in her confirmation hearing. And I think that, in my opinion, it looks like she is going to be another radical pick from Joe Biden. This woman could not even define what a woman was when Senator Marsha Blackburn questioned her. To me, that was a defining moment in her hearing. And it shows to me that she's just going to be another radical leftist on the Supreme Court. Thankfully, the conservatives still have the majority. But Rob, what are your thoughts on what we've seen from Ketanji Brown Jackson thus far?
You know, I'm sitting here scrambling around, didn't realize that my head was on a hot mic. So guys have to excuse me if you heard all the little chatter and things moving around. But I want to thank our guests for tuning in tonight. This is going to be a rather interesting show. And we've titled it, namely, What is a Woman? Being asked to provide the definition of the word woman is not a trick question. It isn't meant to be a gotcha moment, especially when the question is being asked by a woman to another. Now, contrary to the media pundits, the question has nothing to do with racism or genderism. It is a simple question requiring a simple answer. And that answer is, a woman is an adult human female with two X chromosomes. That's it. That's the definition of a woman. Now, I don't know why Ketanji Brown Jackson struggled with answering that question. In fact, she didn't even answer the question. She obfuscated and said that she's not a biologist. Run the tape.
Can you provide a definition for the word woman?
Can I provide a definition?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't.
You can't?
Not in this context. So I'm not a biologist.
There you have it. Marsha Blackburn just asked her a simple question. Now, what didn't she understand Joe Biden nominated her for the position because she is a Black woman? Now, I would have, had I been the president, and of course he's the resident in my view, I would have just said, I'm going to nominate a qualified woman. In my humble opinion, by saying a Black woman, now I know what he was doing. He was playing to his base because he had probably told Jim Clyburn that if you help me in South Carolina, this is what I'm going to do. Now, Jim Clyburn, as we had said in one of our other shows, he wanted him to nominate someone else, but it didn't happen. So I'm sure that there's some friction there. But just going back to what Biden did and what he said, a qualified Black woman. So while he was trying to be politically correct, he just threw shade on all of the other Black women that are out there, as if though to say, many of you aren't qualified. I'm not going to even look at you. You don't deserve to be looked at because there's only one qualified Black woman. Now, Black people rejoiced in the fact that he nominated this Black woman and she's from Harvard. Yeah, but what about the Black women from Yale, Princeton, UCLA, and the Black women that didn't go to Ivy League schools? They're just as qualified. And I'm more than certain, had the question been put to them, they would have been able to answer what a woman is. But when you're being politically correct and you're playing to a base, you can't answer that question. So you obfuscate and in hopes that the woke media will give you protection. And like clockwork, they gave her protection. And they attacked everyone on the Republican side. They were asking legitimate questions. We need to know the type of jurist this woman will be. She even stumbled or shied away from talking about her religion. Run the tape.
What faith are you, by the way?
I am Protestant.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how faithful would you say you are in terms of religion?
Well, Senator, I am reluctant to talk about my faith in this way.
Lindsey Graham just said, you're a Christian. Could you talk to us about it? Well, now this is the same woman who was, when she accepted the nomination from Biden and he presented her to the world, she spoke about her Christian faith and how her being there, she gave thanks to God. But all of a sudden, she forgot who God was, I guess. She was embarrassed by him. And we know what God said about that. If you're afraid to claim me now, and I'm paraphrasing, I will do the same for you. But I guess that doesn't matter, because those are just words coming out of her mouth. Oh, I'm a Christian. And there are many Christians that are out there that will just regularly say, I'm a Christian. Whether or not they're living by the Christian tenets is a completely different story. But as I said, we named the show tonight, we titled it, What is a Woman? And we decided to bring on the show tonight a woman. I don't even have to say a real woman, because a woman is just a woman by definition. BB Diamond is on the show with us tonight. She's been with us before, as Andrew said. She has a podcast with Barbara from Harlem that comes on every Saturday. And I was listening to their show, and they were talking about Ketanji Brown Jackson. It's embarrassing that this woman has been elevated to this level, as if though she's the only qualified Black woman out there. I look at B.B. Diamond. She could be on the court. Barbara from Harlem. But this is the only qualified Black woman. And all the Black people are just rejoicing. Now, mind you, Clarence Thomas is a Black jurist, albeit a man sitting on the court. But quiet as is kept, many in the Black population, the woke community, will not address him. They won't speak his name. Come Black History Month, they don't want to talk about him. You go to the African American Museum in DC, there's only a footnote. But you can find rappers all in the museum. I will never go to that museum. Never go to that museum until it stops being woke and tell our story. We're damaging ourselves. We say that they're not telling our story. Well, we're not telling our story. Shame, shame, shame. So as I said, tonight we have on with us a woman, B.B. Diamond. B.B., how are you tonight?
I am well. Thank you so much. And I am so honored to be joining you this evening. I thank you for inviting me back.
So B.B., my opening, what are your thoughts on that? And this new woke Supreme Court nominee. Now, she will get on the court. Don't doubt it. She will be on the court. And it's just a swap out of one liberal with the other. By the time this airs, they might go ahead and say, oh, let's go ahead and vote for her. But I'm hearing that they will wait until April. But she will be on the court. So what are your thoughts, B.B.?
Well, you know what? Your opening was outstanding. Outstanding. You've nailed it. If she's so politically correct and blinded that she can't even say what a woman is, and I like what Trump said on her, he said, then how can she say what the Constitution is? I mean, Ketanji Brown Jackson is not only a female judge, she's not only a female, she's a mother. She has at least 2 daughters, as she stated in her testimony. She's a wife. If the information out on the internet is correct, she's been married for close to 20 years. So she knows what a woman is. And what all she had to do to say to Senator Blackburn, was, I am a woman, I am a wife and a mother. And if she wanted to add her politically correct twist, she could have done that. However, other people may want to identify as women as well. But she could have added that politically correct nonsense. But the fact that she wouldn't even address that she herself is a woman is outrageous.
Did not address it. She's a woman. Like you said, just say, I'm a wife. I'm a mother. I'm a sister. I'm an aunt. But she couldn't do that. She could not do that. And you have people celebrating that. I see people on Facebook and other social media platforms. And there was one comment that I saw that I thought was really interesting. And it went along the lines of, for all the Black women who've had to sit before unqualified people and answer questions. Well, I looked at it differently. And I say, of all the qualified people who had sitting in front of them individuals who thought they knew more than them, I feel sorry for those people because we've had many of them. And we see that right now in today's society, individuals who think they know more than what they actually know. But by definition, that they arrived because of the color of their skin, their gender or non-gender, non-binary. King said, content of character. We have just blew right over that. And remember, Joe himself said that the death of George Floyd was more important than King's because it galvanized so many people. Where, how, and when? And our political leaders said nothing about it. It was a complete shade, a complete slap. They said nothing about it. People who forget their history are doomed to repeat it. And mark my word, it will come back and we will repeat this. So while Ketanji Brown is getting all ready, Andrew, to get on the court and start pontificating her jurisprudence, think of all the other women that she just like, boom, just knocked out of the way and said, you don't matter. How can she defend Title IX? That's supposed to give women the right to play in sports and other things. How can she defend it? How can she tell someone who's abused a woman that you abused this woman and they can say, oh, no, I didn't. That's not a woman. How do you know it's a woman? You're not a biologist. How will she be able to render or interpret the law in those instances? And believe me, it will happen. It is coming down the pipeline. You have men pretending to be women. Rachel Levin, Leah Thomas. I saw a program the other day of a transgender saying that what Leah Thomas is going through is unfortunate. And you have to understand what people like that go through. Well, what about women? What women go through? How is Ketanji going to be able to defend that? What is she saying to her daughters? You're not a woman. You're in between somewhere. In between? I mean, baby, does this make any sense? Why would people support this craziness?
No, it doesn't make any sense. And I'm going to be very frank and honest. The only reason she is where she is because she checks off the boxes. She's Black, she's female, and most importantly, she's a leftist. Okay. And leftism does not square with Christianity. And the same women, feminist groups that champion for women's rights are completely silent right now because their leftism trumps common sense. It's more important than common sense and decency. And it's outrageous. What bothers me more about Ketanji Brown Jackson, the fact that she went soft on men who possess child pornography, defendants who are convicted of child pornography. And one of them, I forget his name off the top of my head, he has since reoffended. Now, what are these victims of this? Because they're victims. It's not just snapping photos of innocent children, right? You have children in sexual positions. It's essentially child molestation. And I apologize if this is too graphic for your program, but I must get the truth out there. These children suffer, right? And she went soft on an 18-year-old saying, well, the 7 and 8-year-olds who were sexually compromised are your peers. She said this to an 18-year-old man who had over 600 images of child pornography. That's what disturbs me. If she can't see the, she can't define what a woman is, but she was clear in saying to him, based on the records read by Senators Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley, and my hat's off to them, she told this young man, you're not a child molester, something of that effect. How does she know that? How was she so clear? And she apologized to him, the man convicted of child pornography, and his family. What about the victims? I'm outraged. Her nomination should be withdrawn. It won't be. Republicans should all vote against her. Some will not because they don't want to be accused of racism. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not about race. This is about quality. If this is a woman who is so muddled, a female who has given birth to two children, about a woman, what a woman is, a fifth grader could tell her what a woman is. If she is so muddled and confused, if she thinks the Constitution is racist, if she believes that and CRT, critical race theory, right? Because she sits on a board of a school in DC that spouts that garbage. She is not qualified to sit on the Supreme Court. It is a lifetime appointment. So the senators, they have every right to ask her about her record. Every single right. It is a lifetime appointment. It is critical. It is crucial for this nation that we get this right. Period. Now, she may get on the court. Now, at one point, Joe Manchin of West Virginia said he was not going to vote for her. He has since changed his mind. But a rhino, Ben Sasse, has said he's going to vote against her. So we don't know how this is going to end up. But she is not qualified. And Rob, I think your point, I'm sorry, I'm very upset about this. Your point that there are more qualified Black women, even Black women who went to less prestigious schools, are smarter than she is. But again, she checks off all the boxes. The main one is that she's a radical. She is not a Christian. She as much as a Christian as Barack Obama, and he ain't no Christian. A Christian does not believe in abortion. She is pro-abortion. A Christian knows who a man and a woman is. It's outlined in Genesis. It's very simple. There are only two genders in this entire planet. She is not fit to sit on the United States Supreme Court when she believes this country is racist. She's part of the woke, leftist, angry mob. Ketanji Brown Jackson should be should not be confirmed to sit on the United States Supreme Court. And one more point. The role of the United States Senate is to advise and consent. They are not to roll over and just check yes on a Supreme Court nominee. Again, it is a lifetime appointment. Thank you.
Bibi, you're on fire. And everything that you said is so true. And while you were talking, I took the liberty to look up the case that you were referencing. The New York Times. We have to take the New York Times with a grain of salt, but I think what we have here is truthful. But of course, they're going to spin it later on. So it says, in 2012, Wesley Hawkins, an 18-year-old, whom Ketanji Brown said, these are your peers that you offended. His peers. No, the story gets better. Was then in high school, started downloading pornographic images from the internet. And according to his lawyer, felt confusion and shock rather than arousal. I'm sure he did feel confused and shocked, considering what the woke left has been teaching our kids and pushing our kids. Thank God we have Ron DeSantis who's putting a stop to it. I continue, a gay boy from a religious family that strongly disapproved of homosexuality. Mr. Hawkins was driven by a kind of curiosity. Now that's them trying to dress it up. A kind of curiosity about the images and his connection to the people in them. Seemed, his lawyer said, to be one of the identifying rather than exploiting them sexually. Now that makes absolutely no sense, folks. Absolutely, a kind of curiosity? He's 18, the age of majority. Now, my heart goes out to him because I'm sure some left-wing fanatic got to him when he was in school. His family is supposed to be religious. This is what happens. And I've cautioned you and I have warned you about this with Joe's Build Back Better. I told you there was provisions in this Build Back Better that they would get your children as early as 2 and send them to school. This whole thing, it takes a village to raise a family, bull, it does not. I at one point failed for it, but then my eyes were open. I started listening to what they were saying. And in essence, what they're saying is, We want to raise your children for government. We will tell your children what to think and what not to think. In California, a woman is suing the school district because they indoctrinated her little girl and told the little girl that she was a boy. That child is confused. Now, just imagine your kid is going to school. You think that they're learning and they're teaching them some type of indoctrination. And the people in the schools nowadays, they look like someone from Skid Row. What is Skid Row? Trust me, you don't want to know. But it's nothing pretty and it's nothing good. But these are the people that have access to our babies, claiming to be teachers. They're activists. We on the right must wake up and get back into the school systems. We've got to wake up. We've got to do it. Why would we allow them to teach our children when they don't like us? Look at Kellyanne Conway. Look at her daughter, Kellyanne, a conservative. The left got to her daughter, has her daughter speaking out and saying things. And it happened. You can look at many conservative households sending their kids to school completely unaware of what's being taught. But I tell you one thing, I got a finger on the pulse of my kid's school. I joined the PTA to find out what the heck is happening. And when they sent out that garbage about social emotional learning, SLA, I said, no, a big no, no way. Now, Ketanji Brown Jackson, she would love that. That's the kind of judge she is. She wants to go in and she wants to indoctrinate our kids with all this false teachings. This is wrong directly from the pit of hell. So with her saying, as Ms. Diamond said, that this kid, though these were his peers when he was harming these children. But that's the kind of jurisprudence we will have sitting on the court. And she's more than ecstatic. And she denied knowing anything about CRT. Oh, I've never taught CRT. No, you didn't teach it, but you support it. You're right behind it. You gave a speech about it. And now all at once she's forgotten about it, just like she's forgotten what gender she is. I'm not a biologist. When she said that, I thought, wait, what? She's not a biologist? These are the kind of people that are out there, Bibi and Andrew. They're the kind of people that are messing up society. And as I said in one of our shows, we blinked and look at what happened. We took our eyes off the prize. We blinked too quickly. And that's all they wanted to happen. So all you folks who voted for Joe Biden, I hope you're happy. I'm sure you're having buyer's remorse or voter's remorse and probably thinking, what did we do? Because this is all part of the, as he said once, the Great Reset. That he let it slip out just like he lets everything else slips out. So he's going to put her. Now, back in, I think it was in 2005, Janice Rogers Brown, a conservative, a Black woman, George Bush presented her to one of the appeal courts. They waited 5 months before they approved it. And then because, you know why? Because they realized that once she was in the appeals court, he was going to push her to the Supreme Court. And you know what they did? They filibustered. Well, they didn't filibuster. Joe Biden said, well, if he puts her there, we're going to kill it through a filibuster. Joe Biden, the man who said, if you don't vote for him, you're not Black. The man who called one of his staffers a boy. Joe Biden. Joe Biden, who doesn't know his head from his tail. Doesn't know his wife from his sister. Joe Biden, who's going to put this woman up and say, oh, she's the most qualified. Slapping down all the other Black women. Baby, when will we learn?
No, you're making some excellent points because the appellate court in DC is usually the final stop before the United States Supreme Court. We must stop putting people forward. This is affirmative action. Let's just be clear. Okay. This is part of the affirmative action push because if it was about, the qualification when George W. Bush presented Janice Brown, she would have made it. So this is all about, Ms. Brown Jackson, the leftist view, and this is what it's about. We, those of us who call ourselves Christians, must align how we vote with the Bible. period, point blank. Because if we don't, we're going to have this leftism, this anti-Americanism run and ruin this country. We must wake up. And that's one of the things that my mother and I are trying to do in the urban areas, is get Black people to understand. People who go to church every Sunday. Millions of Black people go to church every Sunday, and yet they keep voting for pro-abortion, pro-LGBTQ people. They keep voting them in without thinking, because in the Black community, we are surrounded by the brainwashing, whether it's from the mainstream media, celebrities, music industry, race hustlers, civil rights leaders, quote unquote. We're surrounded by the brainwashing, and we absolutely must wake up. Thank you.
Positively, we have got to wake up.
Just going to say, well said, BB. And to go back to Ketanji Brown Jackson, I think any cases that are brought up that have to do with women's rights, she should have to recuse herself. If she cannot even define what a woman is, how is she qualified to rule on these cases that affect women and their rights? We'll talk more about that in our second half, I'm sure.
Yeah, we will. But Andrew, you're right. How can she? Like, as I mentioned, Title IX. How can she interpret it? When she came out, as I said, and Biden introduced her to the world, I had already done my research, and I said immediately, I don't like her. I see that she's a radical. But when she gave her speech and she gave thanks to God, I said, wait a minute, let me take another look at her. But once she became before the people that were asking her questions, the senators, and then she felt comfortable with her side. Oh, she just denied. I can't talk about my religion. I don't know if I'm a male or female. I don't know. I'm just here playing to the base. I think I sent you a text, Andrew, and I said, nope, don't like her. Nope, I do not like her. I will not. No, and before I sent that, Andrew, if you remember, I said, maybe she will get on the court. I said, because some of the things she's saying, I kind of like it. I'm sure that moderates don't like what she's saying, especially when she mentioned God. But once she came out and said that she could not define a woman, that it was over, I'm like, nope, it's over. It is over. You cannot do that. But as you said, BB, she's one of those woke radicals. She is a radical. And we have to be forever watchful, because they will try to slide in with their agenda, dressed like a sheep. And in actuality, they, Andrew, are wolves.
Yeah, well said. You're tuned in to After Dark with Robin Andrew, available on America Out Loud via iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or download the America Out Loud app to keep track of all the great shows. We'll be back with more After Dark with Robin Andrew with special guest BB Diamond.
Along with a healthy immune system, clean air is vital for optimal health. According to the EPA, we spend 90% of our time indoors, where germs are most concentrated. It's essential to clean indoor air. Genesis is the only technology that quickly, safely, and effectively kills pathogens both in the air and on surfaces in seconds, reducing the viral load in any environment. The powerful, well-built Genesis fogger produces a dry, ultra-fine mist using HOCL, which occurs naturally in our own immune systems. We'll be living with airborne diseases in the future. New viruses and antibiotic-resistant superbugs are no problem for Genesis. With Genesis, you'll be ready for what's next. Visit genesisfogger.com. America Out Loud listeners receive a 15% discount with promo code OUTLOUD at genesisfogger.com/outloud.
People often ask me, Malcolm, how do we fight the corruption? Robert Frost has said it best, freedom lies in being bold. Well, for six incredible years, bold is America Out Loud. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Because of COVID-19, many Americans worry about their health four times a day. That's 120 times per month. To minimize the worries, leading nutritional supplement company, Healthy Cell, created Immune Super Boost, an immune supplement that contains full effective doses of science-backed nutrients like vitamin C, zinc, elderberry, and echinacea, all in a one-a-day, pill-free, ultra-absorption ingestible gel. It tastes great, comes in a convenient squeeze gel pack, and it's more natural too, without chemical binders, fillers, and coatings. Supporting a strong and resilient immune system can be simple. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order of Immune Super Boost. That's HealthyCell.com, HealthyCell, and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
We're back with After Dark with Rob and Andrew. Thank you for tuning in. And if you missed the first 30 minutes of the show, go back and listen to it once. It's on podcast. If you're just now tuning in, I would encourage you to share it with your friends, your relatives, and your social media platforms. Because tonight's topic is, what is a woman? Many people are struggling defining a woman. I don't know why. It's just as plain as the sun in the sky, the fish in the sea. But one of the nominees for the Supreme Court, Ketanji Brown Jackson, she seems to be oblivious to what a woman is. And as I said, I thought Joe Biden nominated her because she is or was a Black woman. That shows you how much I know. Because according to her, hey, she can be anything because she's not a biologist. Well, her husband is a doctor. Maybe she should have checked with him. And as Bibi said, she's a mother, she's a wife, and she has two beautiful daughters. I would think by now she would know what a woman is. But when you get wrapped up and tied up and tangled all up in this wokeism, it plays with your mind. I don't even think it's playing with her mind. She's purposefully being deceitful. She's purposefully has a new agenda. They're trying to reset America with all of these genders and wokeism and thisism. The other night, the Oscars was on. I didn't watch it. It was a joke. Men dressed like women, behaving like women. So I guess that's what a woman is. And they can say that they're a woman, but a woman, she can't say that she's a woman, but they can't. Andrew, God is not mocked. He is not happy with this. He is looking at this and he is frowning. And when his judgment is pronounced, and it will be coming, BB, I hate to be in that line of fire. Because what's happening right now is an abomination. It is an abomination. You have men running around, behaving like women.
And it's poisoning the minds of the youth of America.
Absolutely, it's poisoning their minds. And that's why they want to get access to them when they are young, so they can continue to poison their minds. It makes no sense. Now, we had touched on something that Ms. Diamond had mentioned of a case of Ketanji Brown, this gentleman, Wesley Hawkins. Just want to look a little more here and read to you from the New York Times. And this little piece, it says that he had gotten images of these kids, and it said that many of the images were, however, extremely disturbing, showing young boys engaged in a variety of sex acts, some of them violent. When Mr. Hawkins reposted them, some of the images on YouTube, law enforcement officials got a cyber tip about him, and soon a police came knocking at his door. He eventually swapped the images with undercover detectives, you know, the usual, what they always do, where they go undercover and they get the person to find out what's happening. So he was presented before the judge, and she said, the psychologist's report, and while they did not agree with everything in it, believed it provided useful insights about Mr. Hawkins' personal circumstances. And Judge Hawkins wrote in a brief letter saying how much he regretted what he had done. Well, when you get caught, of course you're going to regret it. you're not going to say, oh, I like this, because you know that you're about to be sentenced. You're in trouble now. But she felt that these kids, they were his peers. Crime is on the rampage. People and their lasciviousness is on the rampage. The door to the sin and shame has been opened, and it needs to be shut back up. 2022, November cannot get here fast enough. And when you go to the polls to vote, if you are a single issue voter, then do so. And make certain that you go to the polls with this in mind, because this could affect you and yours. And if it does, unfortunately, this is how they're going to see it. Oh, it was just one of your peers. Move on. Nothing to see here. And that's pretty much what Ms. Brown was saying. And then for the media to attack Josh Hawley and Ted Cruz and to say, oh, this was a modern day lynching, and how would they say this, and how could they do this? No, the modern day lynching took place when Clarence Thomas was being, during his confirmation hearings. The lynching took place during Brett Kavanaugh, the accusations that were charged, leveled against him. Amy Coney Barrett, when Dianne Feinstein said that the dogma lives loud in you. And then Mazie Hirono asking her if she had ever sexually assaulted anyone. But the left, they thought nothing about that, BB. They came out in full throttle and they attacked these innocent Americans. There was no foundation for it. It was all made up. Christine Blasey Ford coming in with her baby voice, just making things up by the fly, saying all manner of things. And Chuck Grassley had said that he was going to investigate this. What happened? A man's life was ruined, his reputation. And he was sitting there with his lovely wife having to defend himself from these malicious accusations. And then when Ketanji Brown Jackson comes up and they ask her softball questions, if you ask me, what is the definition of a woman? Oh, I can't answer that. I'm not a biologist. And the look on her face when she said it. And as opposed to them saying, why couldn't she answer it? They attack Marsha Blackburn. How dare she, a white woman, challenging a black woman? What? Are you serious? And they brought it to that level, BB, because they're playing to that base. They're playing to all those black women that are out there. They're going to go up in sisterhood and say, oh, how dare they do that to her? And it's like, do you even know what's happening? Do you even know what's happening? These people could care nothing about you, but they got you to jump on board and support a woman who probably doesn't care anything about you either. But they got you to support her. And you know what, BB and Andrew? Mark my word. Once she's confirmed, unfortunately, you know what the left is going to do? They're going to pit her against Clarence Thomas. They're going to start leaking the stories of, look at what he's doing to her, and that she's the most qualified, and he's not. Because you see how they're working on him now. They're saying that he should be impeached because his wife has a personal opinion about the 2020 elections. They want him kicked off the courts. Now, never mind you that Hillary Clinton had an opinion, and she still has an opinion. But he has to be removed. Never mind you that Ruth Bader Ginsburg came out and spoke ill of President Trump and then had to come back and apologize. Never mind you of any of that. But because he's a black man, they want him off the court. We don't want him there at all. We only want her, our little darling, our little radical. Bibi, can you believe this is happening in 2022? All the years that black people said, we want to be there, let us there. Once you have the opportunity, you want to dismiss another because he doesn't share your political ideology, and then uplift one with a radical ideology. How the heck did we get here?
You're absolutely right. The hypocrisy is absolutely stunning. And the fact that it's the left, it's the left on the black and the left, white leftists and black leftists that have distorted this whole thing. And the disrespect shown to Justice Clarence Thomas is outrageous, outrageous. They want to dismiss him because he doesn't follow along with this leftism, this wokeism, this radicalism. And make no mistake about it, Ketanji Brown Jackson is a radical. She has no place on the United States Supreme Court. You know, she doesn't, she's like one of those, Barack Obama believes that the Constitution is a living and breathing document. No, it is not. It is what it is. It is set in stone. You have to have 1/3, I believe, of all the states to change or amend the Constitution. So the Constitution is what it is. And if she cannot respect that, she does not belong in the court. And what they're trying to do to Justice Thomas is outrageous. His wife, Jenny Thomas, has a right, she's a private citizen, to her opinion about the 2020 election. And by the way, she is right. She is correct. And may I give out the number to the United States Senate? Please find out who your senator is and ask them to deny or not confirm Ms. Brown Jackson. The number is 202-224-3121. Again, 202-224-3121. I pray that the senators who are on that committee will have the courage not to push her forward. She has no place on the United States Supreme Court. Absolutely not. This is an affirmative action selection. That's it. That's who all Barack Obama was. He was not qualified to sit and become our president, but they use black, they use race to make America feel guilty. See, the left will never want us to move on. They want us to, black people, to think it's 1963 and Mississippi is still burning. Jim Crow is still in place. All that is a lie. And one of the things the left will say, well, blacks don't have access to this. They don't have access to healthcare. They can't get ID. They want to keep us as victims. They want to use us to help ruin America. And black churches were not speaking out against this godless movement will be held accountable. Trust me on that one. Thank you. And she's not a Christian. There's no Christian who would say, I can't define a woman who a woman is. She has been overtaken, if you will, because that's how she's made it this far, by the leftist agenda. So that's her religion. That is their religion. She's a Christian in name only. She's a Christian because that's probably how she grew up, but how she made it. And that's why Jesse Jackson went from being pro-life to pro-abortion. They only make it if they adopt and accept this radical anti-American, anti-God agenda. Thank you.
Phoebe, that's powerful. And you're spot on. I mean, I can tell that you're fired up, and I'm fired up also. And so should so many other people, because this is very dangerous. This woman going sitting on the court, Phoebe gave you the number. I would admonish all of you to pick up that phone and call. And it's not racist to challenge her. I am so sick and tired of hearing that every time a black person is challenged or questioned, it becomes about racism. Well, how dare you? You can't question her. You can't question him. But right now, it's you can't question her because she's a black woman. Look at Kamala Harris. An abject failure. Let's just be honest. We can no longer sugarcoat this. And because the left is saying everything is open and we got to be able to say this and say that, let's just call it balls and strikes. She is an abject failure. How do you think she got to where she is? Now, of course, she was on her back, you know, and maybe she's good at it. I don't know. But apparently she seems to be good at it because she went from a lowly little nobody going to law school and then whining and dining with Montel Williams and then Willie Brown, the mayor of San Francisco, who, if I may add, was married at the time. So they committed adultery. Two consenting adults, albeit, but still. She was able to launch her career from her bedroom with Willie Brown. I'm sorry, folks, I have to say it. It's After Dark with Robin Andrew, and we're keeping them honest. Let's just be honest about it. So she launched her political career from there. She became the Attorney General. And as I said on one of our shows, when she was elected the Attorney General, me being the ecstatic, looking at the aesthetics, I thought, wow. This is an attractive woman. She must be sharp. And of course, the media told us she was sharp, only to find out that it was all smokescreens. She was not as sharp as they presented her as being. She ran for president. Tulsi Gabbard got a whole tour, put her in her place. She stepped down because she saw, oops, I don't have the support. And then Joe Biden resurrected her. And I think that was because Barack Obama called him and said, hey, put her on the ticket. Put her on the ticket. Not you should consider her. It's put her on the ticket. And as we're finding out, BB and Andrew, from a book that's being written and published by none other than the New York Times, they're saying that Jill Biden questioned, why would he have to pick her of all the millions of people in the world? Well, Jill, Barack Obama told him to. Girlfriend, wake up. Because, you know, she still can't get over what Kamala did to Biden and call him out to be what he really is, a racist. She can't let it go. And she probably never will. And that's the reason why, partly, Kamala's little snafus are being exposed in the media. She's going overseas and she's using her hands and she's talking about this, gesticulating and just completely off basis. So there you have it again, BB. Two Black women in positions that they should not be in. There are more qualified Black women that are out there. And I've also got to mention Condoleezza Rice. As we all know, Madeleine Albright recently died. God rest her. She also said that if women who don't support women, there's a special place in hell for you. Now, she said this when a lot of women weren't supporting Hillary Clinton. But I'll take it a step further. All these women who aren't supporting women and supporting these men claiming to be women, oh, without a doubt, there's a place in hell for you. And God, the righteous judge, will judge you accordingly. But back to my story about Kamala and Condoleezza Rice. Madeleine Albright recently died. Everyone on the media, oh, she was the first woman secretary of state. She was the only woman secretary of state. Oh, she was this, she was that. It's like, wait a minute. Remember Condoleezza Rice? What about her? They have not mentioned it. They won't talk about it. It's just Madeleine Albright and Hillary Clinton. God is not happy with this. You talk about playing the card, the race card. Look at who's playing the race card. And look at the people who are in control of it. White, woke liberals. Black, woke politicians. And then you wonder why the affairs of Blacks is still like they were from the 60s. We will overcome. We want this. We want that. They will not allow you to get ahead unless you're part of the elitist group. Look at Oprah Winfrey. Look at Colin Kaepernick. Always complaining about something. And these folks got more money than they can know what to do with it. And now they're going to induct another one, Ketanji Brown Jackson. She's going to be inducted in that little hall of fame of elitist bougie Blacks. And people just sit back and let it happen. And if you say anything to the contrary, oh, you're a racist. Oh, you don't like them. Oh, you're attacking her because she's a woman. No, we're attacking her based upon her credentials. And she's not qualified. And as Ms. Diamond said, and I agree, she's not a Christian. If she's afraid to talk about her Christian faith, oh, I only want to do it on my terms when I feel good. And I'm only doing it because I'm virtue signaling, letting people know, hey, look, I'm a Christian. No, you had an opportunity to talk about it. When Lindsey Graham asked you the question, oh, and she said, he said, what religion are you? Your faith. He said, what is your faith? I'm Protestant. Like, she was guessing when she was saying it. Now, of course, religion, you can be whatever religion you want to. Religion's not going to get you to heaven. The Bible tells us that. But the fact that she demurred and she was afraid to say anything because she was trying to hold back. Because lest she offend someone. And I got to tell you, the folks on the left, they do not like Christianity. You can talk about Islam. You can talk about any religion. But if you talk about Christianity, they will just blow up. Now, folks, all religions has its problems. You go all the way back in time. Even the Muslims had problems. They all do. But right now, it's Christianity. And they want to get rid of it. So Ketanji Brown, oh, you wear it on your sleeves. But do you practice the faith in your heart? If you don't know what a woman is, if you're okay with babies being aborted, what is it, like 80% of babies are aborted in the Black community, BB? That's shameful. And then you want people to go out and molest little children? Soft on crime. Another one, soft on crime. And whose communities does this affect? Black communities. BB, how can we be so gullible?
You know, Rob, you're asking an excellent question. Yesterday, my mother and I, Barbara from Harlem, tackled this issue on our podcast entitled In the Wilderness, because I believe that Black people are in the proverbial wilderness. For those who may not understand what I'm saying, very briefly, the children of Israel, due to their disobedience to God, and you can see it in the Old Testament, they were in the wilderness for 40 years. Because they were disobedient, but God still took care of them. We as Black people are in the wilderness. But I want to go back to what you said. It is very important what you said. People like Oprah Winfrey, Colin Kaepernick, not that gratefully skilled, but they made it because why? They toe that leftist line. That is why Ketanji Brown Jackson is where she is. But I have a scripture I'd like to bring forth. What is it say in the Bible? What does it profit a man or a woman to gain the whole world and lose his soul? So they're willing to sell out. You have pastors who are pushing the Democrat platforms to a captured audience, their congregation. You have celebrities and others who are willing to compromise their Christianity to go forward. And as I said earlier, Reverend Jesse Jackson used to be pro-life. He became pro-choice because he wanted to advance in the Democrat Party. It is of no value to sell your soul because the Democrat Party, neither the Democrat Party nor Hollywood, nor the media have a heaven or hell to put you in. But these people want to get the power now. So even if they were raised as a Christian, even if they're going to church, they are abandoning the word of God in order to get power, to get fame. And it is very dangerous. But it's not only impacting them, their souls, but their position, they're also impacting the rest of us. So this is why it is important for us to stand up to a Ketanji Brown Jackson. She must be scrutinized. As I said earlier, this is a lifetime appointment. And very briefly, Kamala Harris, we conservatives were warning the country that she was not bright, not sharp. She slept her way to the top. The Democrats are now understanding just how awful Kamala is. She is really kind of dumb, and I don't like to use that word. She's not smart, and it is a shame. They are actually besmirching Black women, if you ask me.
Maybe that's right, besmirching Black women, because as I said at the beginning of the show, there are more qualified Black women than the women that they're presenting before us. I mean, they're qualified women as a whole. I want to just say Black women, just women as a whole. But unfortunately, if you're conservative, if you have those conservative values, they don't like you. They want people who are willy-nilly, loosey-goosey. That's what they like. It's shameful. It is shameful that this is what they're putting out there for our children and Black women, wanting them to lower their standards. When you look at history, before the Civil Rights Movement, and this is a sad thing to say, but it's a fact. You look at the crime in our neighborhoods, it was next to none. Fatherless babies was next to none. But the moment civil rights came in, and it was a good thing, don't get me wrong, because all men are created equal and we're entitled to every right just like everyone else. But something flipped in the Black community. That after the civil rights, the crime rates went up, birth rates went up, fatherless babies went up, pregnant teenagers went up. What in the heck happened? We don't want to speak the truth. We don't want to acknowledge the problem within the Black community. And I know that BB Diamond, you and Barbara from Harlem have spoken about this so eloquently on your show, in your podcast, Our Urban Story. I would encourage all of our listeners to check them out on Saturdays. But we don't want to speak the truth. And when we don't speak the truth, people like Ketanji Brown Jackson are able to slide in. People like Kamala Harris is able to ascend to the top by being on her back. But no one wants to talk about it. We want to pretend as if though it does not exist. It didn't happen, but it did happen. And it's not good. And it harms our community. So just imagine this woman, Brown Jackson, sitting on the court, trying to, as opposed to interpret, but trying to legislate. And that's what she's going to try to do. She wants to legislate. She wants to be that everyone, all eyes on me. This is who I am. This is not good at all. We blinked, and this is what we got. A woman who doesn't even know that she's a woman. Or does she know that she doesn't want to upset the apple cart? She wants everyone else to think, oh, it's okay. I don't want to say anything. It's disgusting. It's unfortunate. And we cannot be silent. We have to call them out every chance we get. Because if we don't, it will keep happening over and over again. We want to protect the innocents. We want to protect our children. And if we have to yell it from the rooftop, we have to do it. And as Bibi said, what would it profit a man to gain the whole world? Look at Barack Obama. A lot of people said, well, he's the Antichrist. I don't know. But I'm telling you, he does tread carefully, closely along those lines. He had an opportunity to nominate Blacks on the Supreme Court. He didn't do it, Bibi and Andrew. He did not do it. Why didn't he? Two terms, two Black attorney generals, and I keep saying this. But old Joe comes in, stumbles in, and he puts it out there just so that he can be voted for. Shameful, shameful, shameful. And like clockworks, Black people will overlook all of his failures. Well, no, well, he did put her on the court. Yeah, but how is that going to pay your rent? How is that going to pay your gases up? How is that going to pay your food bill? Inflation is up. You're going to vote for him because he gave you that? Come on. What is that going to do for you? Bibi, am I wrong about this?
No, you're 100% correct. You know, like Black people thought if Barack Obama and when he won, that their lives would be transformed automatically. No. How does that affect your, how are you going to pay your rent? Like you said, you outlined it perfectly. We've got to get out of this brainwashing that we've been submerged in as Black people. We spiritually are in the wilderness. We have lost touch with really what's real, what's in the Word of God. We believe the media and the Democrats and LeBron James and Oprah Winfrey and Joy Reid and Al Sharpton more than we believe the Word of God. It's astounding to me. We as Black people have to get out of the spiritual wilderness. And this is something that I like to talk about or expound on another one of your programs, if you should invite me back. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Would love to have you back on for that. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, Bibi Diamond. We appreciate you coming on as always. And thank you all for joining us tonight on After Dark with Rob and Andrew. Check us out on all the other shows over at AmericaOutloud.com. It's coming up on its 6th anniversary. You can also find America Out Loud on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Pandora. Wherever you download your podcast, be sure to search for America Out Loud, like and subscribe. We appreciate that. We'll see you guys next time. And remember, stand for something or fall for nothing.